test.
Oh, yeah.
You guys hear us testing?
Is this a test?
You hear the
this
test?
Can you hear
only
me?
Only a test.
Can All you right. hear?
This really is only a test.
You're not
say
hearing anything.
No, you're not. You can hear me say aardvark.
Do not adjust your pants.
Nobody could hear. Nobody said it. All right, don't brag about it.
That side or that side, either one. Is there another side?
Right?
Oh, okay. So it'll be stairs.
You want to do a CrossFit box build?
All right, let me do a quick sound check from the laptop.
Oh, we should have brought Africa to test.
Hello.
Right behind you, measuring.
Shut your hole.
Measuring you to make
I wasn't before.
It's working. Yeah.
This guy right here.
We're visual people, but it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Although, if that's now going to be in the middle of where you were, unless you change.
I just let it put all the way through.
Oh, okay. You know this shit. What am I telling you? All right, well, we probably can go. Everything else good on all ends?
Do you need any other mics? Did you get all five?
Cool. James wearing a festive shirt? All right, we're set.
Stand by for entertainment.
That's a tall order. Oh, all right. So we'll let... We'll let Fletcher kick it off in a sec.
That's totally fine.
You're good? Let's do it.
I'm going to turn the power off on.
There you go.
The sensing projecting.
Freaking one-eyed monster looking at us.
In just a moment, Scott Johnson will count down to the show.
You want me to count down?
Yes, please.
None of this was planned. All right, here we go. I'll start at five, and I'll count it down to one.
We need another 30 minutes to prepare for the change in plans.
All right, I'll do a 3-2-1 then. I'll go, but I'll do it on go. It's like film sack.
This is just like film sack.
All right, here you go. You ready? 3-2-1, go.
Live Saturday night, April 28th, 2018, at the Bunkhouse Saloon in downtown Las Vegas, Nevada, home of Axholes, Dark Dinners, and Man Babies. This is Viva TMS Vegas. Woo! Now, here are your hosts, Scott Johnson and Brian Emmett.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello.
Look at this big crowd. This is great.
This is great. We could not fit another person into this bar.
Yeah. Well, maybe one more.
Well, maybe one more.
Yeah.
Not you.
No. Hey, everybody. I'm Scott. This is Brian.
Hey.
And we're thrilled to be here as part of TMS or Viva TMS Vegas. And I know a lot of faces I'm looking at. We've seen you all weekend. And we hope you're having just a great time. But there is none of this without you guys being here. So can we just get a little round of applause for everyone who showed up? We're really happy to be here. I want to thank Scott Fletcher for his fantastic work over there. I want to thank all the in-house guys here for their awesome work. I wish I knew his name, but he's bad A. Everybody involved in that sort of stuff. Big thanks to Todd Whitehead, who's making sure this is piped out to our Twitch stream. Wherever Todd is, there he is.
Our sound technician is Glenn.
Thank
you, Glenn. Glenn is a trooper. Thank you guys for that. Also, I mean, he's not expecting me to do this, but I'd like to personally thank the heavy lifter of most of how this weekend went. So that it would all come together. The events happened when they were supposed to. We tried the weird stuff we were going to try. Brian Ibbett, man, totally killed it. I don't know about venues. I don't know about bars. I don't know about where we should go. Seriously, we'd all be in a parking lot somewhere. With, like, I don't know. With tacos, yeah, five tacos.
Well, and that also gets, you know, passed on the things to Mitsula, somewhere out there.
Yeah, Mitsula's like your...
Exactly. And, of course, James and Svet. Svet doing a lot of the work to get stuff hooked up with the plaza. You guys all staying at the plaza, or a lot of you staying at the plaza?
Yeah.
Pretty good?
Yeah, it's good.
Pretty good? Pretty good? Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. So, huge thanks to all of you. Kim and Hammond for the work they're doing. My wife helped put these bags together.
That's right.
That was really the job we had. And we think we did an okay job, but Hammond's over there taking care of distribution. Huge thanks. If you didn't get your bags, and you should get one. We have them. So see Hammond sometime tonight, and he'll make sure it hooked you up. He's also got some extra swag.
Yeah, tons of Coverville and Soundography stuff. Take it all. Oh, there's sets. There's a few. I don't know if there's any left. Any of the Brian Dunaway cards? Gone?
Oh,
gone. That's all right.
Too bad.
I have like
we have a lot of
1,000 at home. Is Brian Dunaway behind me?
Real quick, how many here are from out of town outside of, well, outside of Nevada? Okay.
Wow.
How many live in Vegas or somewhere near it? Pretty good crowd. Not bad. Mm-hmm. How many of you are Kobe from L.A.? Boom, right there.
How many of you are my mom?
Oh, yeah. Right, it's mom right here. She is as nice and as sweet as you would imagine. I got to hug her.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah.
I was trying to imagine you.
You're right.
Coming out of that. And by that I mean. What right. I mean is.
All right, who had 3 minutes?
What I mean is she's a very petite, nice
yes,
really lady.
Is, yes.
And
yes.
You're this huge person.
That's right. My dad was a frost giant.
All right.
Spoiler alert.
Well, anyway, we're thrilled to be here, and thank you guys for being here. TMS is now, I've lost track.
2011, so 7 years.
7 years of the mm-hmm. show, which is crazy how fast it's mm-hmm. gone. Thank you all for that. And normally when we do this sort of stuff, it's like a bigger, broader swath of what we're doing with the network or some of the people we work with and stuff, some of whom are here today. We're mm-hmm. stoked to bring up them in a bit. But TMS has quickly become this weird kind of tent pole of everything, certainly everything I do. And it's my favorite thing to do. Now, that doesn't mean I don't like any of that other stuff. I love it all. Unfriend Me, fantastic new show Justin and I do, which we're thrilled about. Did you hear that? Hear that tepid response?
If you don't like the show, unfriend us.
I'm stepping on somebody's toes. We might goad him into doing that later.
Yeah, we may actually get
but I've been workshopping that impression.
But it's become such an important part of our lives. I think I speak for both of us when I say that. And like I was telling his mom, I picked the right guy, and I'm very happy to be up here with my friend, my co-host, and the only guy I know that can pull off a hat like that, right?
Right. You don't want me to pull off a hat like this.
So we do have guests. We'll bring those up soon, just like we have guests on the show. But we wanted to talk about a few things first.
That's right.
I want to first, if you've listened to the show, you know that I'm perfectly willing to admit when I do something real stupid. Right? This was one of those. My poor wife, she deserves every hug you get tonight from all of these people. We got to Vegas, thought everything was covered and set and done and all good to go. We get to the hotel, get to the plaza. We get in there and we give them our names and they're like, yeah, we don't have you in here. And Kim's in there. I'm in the car watching the car while it's out in the valet area. And she calls me and I go, oh, I think Brian did it, but I'm not actually sure what's going on. So I get him on the phone. Hey, Brian, did you do it? Oh, I think I sent you the email with the info. And I went, the info. So what you had done is texted me, and I forgot. Completely forgot about it. So I never reserved a room. In my head, it was done.
Meanwhile, I'm freaking out like, oh, crap, did he tell me to reserve him a room, and I didn't? So I'm furiously scrolling through text like, all right, it was January, around the end of January, find it. And I take the picture of the thing that says, from Scott, do you have a way for me to go ahead and make that reservation? And my reply is,
Here's the phone number. Here's the code you give them. Here's the person you talk to.
And here's a link.
And
too.
Here's a link.
Yeah, everything I needed. And I didn't do it, so I was a complete idiot.
So I sent a screenshot of that.
Yeah. So I almost didn't get a room. It all worked out. Everything was fine. But it just goes to show how you know, even when I'm 5 hours away from home,
now, I can't. Now, the part you're skipping.
Oh, did I skip something? What did I skip?
Is prior to the text of, Brian, did you make me a reservation? It was, Brian, what's the name of the hotel?
Oh, right. I forgot.
Yeah.
Well, how many times have I asked you what's the name of this place? What's the, where is it? What is it? Oh, the bunkhouse.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
And the place last night. I'm a little brain dead on this particular trip, and I don't know why. So thankfully, Brian's picking up the slack.
The Pub at Aria. Is that a Cosmo?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Actually, I did park at the wrong casino as well. Anyway, my wife will tell you all about my navigation issues. There's been stuff this week. But it's all culminating into this awesome experience of seeing all of you. We have people here from Britain. Hello, Zoe, right over there. Multiple people with accents, I know that.
That's right. Lots of Canadians.
Lots of Canadians.
Canadians representing.
Wherever Jerry's from, we don't know. Some sort of strange land. But it's great to have you guys all here. We should probably talk a little bit about some of the experiences. I mean, our goals, one of our goals was to come here and do some things we haven't done before. Mm-hmm. Things that maybe challenged our sensibilities. We'll start with the axe hole.
The axe hole, yes. And some of you even were there for this on Thursday night. Made a trip down to the opposite end of the Fremont Street experience.
Yeah.
To a place called the Axe Hole. And this is a what I thought was a bar at first. Apparently not a bar. No drinks. But axes, a lot of them, and some targets on the wall. And I'm thinking, all right, this is like, number one, it's primarily a Vegas experience. There's places now around the country where you can do this. But the first time I ever heard about this was hearing about it here in Vegas. I'd never done it before. I thought, this would be a great thing. I think Missoula had recommended it. So like, all right, cool. And I'm thinking, what, you know, it's probably the most safe, easiest thing. You've got these channels made by chain link fences, targets on the walls, you get instruction, you know, all that stuff.
Bucket full of axes, the girls tell you what to do and be careful, stay behind this line, all that.
Exactly. So I'm thinking no problem. We get there, we sign the waivers, no problem. And then she starts going into the safety rules or the safety talk. And she's like, all right, well, when you're throwing, make sure you keep the blade pointing towards your target. Don't turn it. So that when you bring it back, you don't slice the back of your head open.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, make sure that when you, like if you get one stuck in the target and one on the floor, pick the one out of the target up first.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be picking up the one on the floor and have the other one land and cut off your fingers. Now, it's all at this point that I'm thinking, what the hell? This is like, it sounded like the safest thing in the world to do.
It did.
And all of a sudden, I'm turning into Scott like, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, hey, ho. And the worst part was, the part they didn't warn us about was actually the most dangerous thing, which was if you threw it really hard and you missed the target. These targets, by the way, are like round tree chunks that are just
painted.
Nailed on the wall. They have painted the targets. Mm-hmm. There's three of them, two sort of booby ones. And then I couldn't think of anything else.
Get that out of your mind now, right? Good luck with that.
But then like one up in the middle. And I thought, oh, that's like the bonus one. If you hit that, you get some points or whatever. I asked the girl, I go, what's that one up there? Yeah. She goes, well, we're the axe hole, so that's like the axe hole.
I didn't know this because we didn't have one in our lane.
Oh, you guys didn't have
no,
one?
No, yours was the only lane.
We could never hit it. Kim and I tried and tried, and we never got it. But anyway, the scary thing you weren't told about is if you hooked it really hard and you didn't sink it into the thing, it just whatever reason was off, there was like a 60% chance it came bounding back to you like that new God of War axe. It's like Thor's hammer just coming right back to you. But they would come back in a way that was so haphazard that I'd squeal like a baby and it would just kind of come around your feet. I actually don't know how they're allowed to be in business.
Right, yeah. You'd think that there'd be like some sort of guard that you can't cross until the axes are on that side or something that also protects the axes from bouncing back at you. But I don't know how you would do that. And
I don't know how like every night somebody isn't like
maimed.
Hacked or maimed or something. So I'm really glad we did it. We had a blast with it. The spears are really fun.
Oh, the spears were great.
We they had also, video we were going to show you of some slow-mo of us doing it. But
that's all right. We still have it. And big thanks to Hammond for putting it together. We will put it up on probably the Viva TMS website tonight. Well, not tonight, probably, but come on. Let's sometime. Be realistic. Sometime early next week. And, again, big thanks to Hammond for putting that together.
Yeah, we got some sweet slow-mo. He was running around taking pictures. It was great. Nicole got 10.
I was going to say, here's the thing.
11, was it? I don't remember.
11 bullseyes, and she'll come up and defend herself. She, holy cow, like a natural at this. And maybe it's the woodworking.
She was working that wood, dude. I don't mean it that way. I don't. I just meant, because it's wood. Anyway.
But every single throw from Nicole was shoo, kunk, and it would go on the target, and then she'd go. And we even caught a little bit of that on video. You guys will see the video.
And she'd scream at me through the fence and go, five!
Yeah, she would. Every time she'd get a bullseye, she'd scream.
And I'd be like, oh, and I had to try to catch up. I only got 8. She got 10 or 12 or 11 or whatever.
We saw a lot of you guys out there. A lot of you guys came out, had a good time, whether you were participating, watching.
Yeah, and whatever. If you guys came, you had to pass the topless nun.
Oh, yeah. And the man babies.
And the man babies.
Yeah.
So well done.
Yes.
That topless nun still.
Yeah.
I still can't get past it.
See that. Yeah.
It was hard. See that. I even heard music and stuff when I walked by, and there was no music.
Did some of you guys? You know, did
like
some of you
exorcism.
Guys walk over all the way down here from the plaza, where the man baby's out tonight?
Got to make money.
Oh, I didn't see the Borat guy. Oh, nice. There was a Paul Stanley
like the
guy
big,
last
full
night.
Full bikini, but, like the big long stretchy body one.
The mankini.
Yeah. Jack Sparrow?
Jack Sparrow, okay.
See, here's the problem.
Could really be Johnny Depp.
Yeah. If you go to the main, or like all the new stuff down there, you'll see a Minion or Spider-Man or something.
Yeah, right.
And you know they're not real and licensed, but, they're passable.
They're.
You come over here, it's man babies and topless nuns.
Yeah, exactly.
And the topless nun's just there to get pictures just like the Minion.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Just with different clientele.
Yeah. Really weird. My first trip to Vegas since the pot thing happened. And I haven't really noticed. Like, what I mean is, I haven't noticed any, like, I haven't smelled a lot of pot.
Yeah.
I haven't, like, really?
Yeah, Fremont Street. Yeah, right.
I didn't spend enough on Fremont, I guess. I mean, going down Fremont, they have the construction thing going, so it really got tight there, and I thought, oh, here we go, Cannabis Alley or whatever.
Cannabis and BO, no?
It was fine.
Wow,
I'm BO, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, always BO.
Yeah.
Big BO town. Well done, Vegas.
And no guys on the zip line peeing all the way down.
No, not this time. No, but it was really fun.
Nights young, but...
I would recommend that unless you really don't want to run the risk of having an axe land in your thigh. That's the only reason I wouldn't do it.
The zip axle. Line?
Oh,
no. Okay.
No, the axe throwing zip line.
You've circled back around.
Yeah,
to
I did. So now we should talk about what it's like to eat in the pitch dark.
That's right. Yes. So
I was terrified about this.
I know you were, and I'm glad because that's kind of why I chose it.
I guess I wasn't terrified, but I was like, come on, I don't know where this food's coming from. I don't know what it is.
And
I don't know if the guy's
about
like
the food you see
poking it before he brings it to me. I didn't know what to expect, and you can't see. I mean, it's when they say it's in the dark. Pitch black. The difference between your eyes being closed and open is no different.
And you can put your hand like right here and not see it.
You can't see it.
Yeah.
And suddenly your ears kick in a way that's super spooky. Like I could hear stereophonic everything from everyone in a really acute way that I don't normally notice. So what I found out very quickly, even before the food came, it's super chill. Like I was relaxed in there.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to be, paranoid and a little bit claustrophobic and just kind of, and the food was a whole another problem.
Yeah.
But it ended up being really good food in the first place.
It was really good. And we have audio even.
Play some of this.
Yes, I'm going to play some of this.
So these
again,
are highlights,
big
right?
Thanks to Hammond. He brought a little portable recorder that we had to gaff tape up so that the lights on the thing wouldn't light up the place. Because
they let us do it. It was nice.
They did let us do it. They were really cool about it. They just said that we had to bleep out what the food was, because they do want, when you show up there, to have it be somewhat of a mystery. So we left in a couple of our guesses, but we didn't put in actually what the food was that we ate.
Tater tots and corn dogs. That was it.
All right, so let's see if this works.
I actually really kind of like this.
Yeah. That's good.
Amazing. Anyone else feel like there's a guy standing right behind you measuring?
Shut your
hole. Measuring you to make you
I wasn't before.
The guy right here.
And nice, Todd.
It's Gnome Wise, yes.
And Todd right here next to me, Brian across from me. And we never did reach out.
No, and actually feel how, because we could hear where everyone was in relation to us.
And the waiter would be like, okay, your drink is right above where your spoon is. And he's walking around like Sam Fisher with like,
beep. Right, the night vision glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like your knife and your spoon on the right side of your plate would point to your water glass. So when you wanted more water, and I asked if they would serve this in a sippy cup. Like, you would think they'd want to like eliminate as much of the possibility that you're going to dump water all over the place. Mm. But no, they were like glass goblets and, you know.
Yeah, it was fancy.
Yeah.
The floor was a little sticky, I'm just going to say that. Just a little, as we walked in and out. You noticed
it
that?
Was,
it
was.
Just a little sticky,
it
not was, quite movie theater level. But
no, but I think that's probably, I mean, I don't think it's on purpose, but no. I think it probably helps that you don't slip and fall in a place where it's completely pitch
black.
Oh,
I didn't think about that. Yeah. It may have actually made
I don't
better.
Think it was on
I should
purpose,
have said but, something to Jimmy or whatever his name was and said, what was his name?
Mike.
Oh. Real rough one to remember there. All right, let's hear another
Here's some more. Here's Scott taking a guess at what we're eating.
Those are the most fancy tater tots I've ever had.
It could be a fancy tater tot. I'll go with that.
They were the crab cakes, right? Oh, sorry. When I say right. crab cakes.
I'd forgotten about this part, too. So we come out, and after you've eaten and you've enjoyed your meal, while you're paying for it, they show you the menu that you just you just ate from.
Yep.
And they say, well, don't say anything out loud because there are other people in the lobby here.
They just got there. They're all
They just arrived.
There.
The first thing Scott does. See, I told you they were.
Whatever. Forget I said crab cakes. They were tater tots.
All right. I'm surprised that this only happened once.
Really?
I'm going to start. I think Kyle's the first person that's good.
Whoops. Way to go, Scott. Way to go, Scott.
Way to go, Johnson.
Who had Scott?
Is this my knife?
It was, but it was like the you had stuff here and you were sort of like this, and if it was there, you'd hit it. Like I'm surprised no one else did it. I was shocked I was the only one. But
yeah,
then,
like if you're eating a, and I won't even say what the food was, but like a whipped starch that you would eat.
You really that's, danced around that
if.
One.
I'm just saying if you were to eat one of those. You'd kind of have to feel where it is with your hand and your fork to figure out where it was. So in your food, your hands were all over your food the whole
time. Oh, yeah. And you had to wash. They made sure you washed them before you went in and stuff, right. Which, you know, of course you're going to do that. But you did have to. You had to kind of go, all right, he said starch is here and they said proteins here. And you would just kind of feel around. And when I got out, I thought I'd have more crap on me.
Yeah.
But I had like a little goop up here from dessert and that was it. So it wasn't so bad.
Here's.
Did I lick my fingers?
Who knows?
No. Oh. I think it was my finger. Todd moaned in a weird way, but anyway. See, that's the other thing. Okay, go ahead.
No, please.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's best when you go to this thing if you guys decide to go sometime, and you should. It's cool.
It is really cool.
It's way more relaxing than I thought. I could have stayed there longer. I love the conversation. All that stuff was really neat. But the more you think about it, the worse your imagination is. So you start going, oh, what if they this? Oh, what if they that? My sister would call it catastrophizing, for example. And you can come up with some really fun scenarios, like what if the lights went on suddenly and it was tater tots and Brian's shirtless and, you know, everything's got a problem and you're just like the worst Black Mirror episode you've ever seen. So don't think too much about it. Just go in there.
I had the idea that you could go there with the bachelor party and everybody slowly, quietly gets led away from the table except for the bachelor, one by one, until he realizes
he's just
all
alone. I love that idea.
I think that'd be hilarious. All right, some more audio.
Okay.
Get a refill.
John, of course. Not your knee.
Diet Coke, correct?
Yep.
Is Hammond getting a refill of his Diet Coke?
Slow down, be easy on
Hammond. Jeez. And then
Hammond,
getting
you know where
to
the refill station is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll find it. Just why am I not the rare table in the place?
There's a refill pitcher and an angry pit bull in the middle of the table. Choose wisely.
I forgot how loud the music was in there.
It was. Oh, it was like all these, not Enya, but you'd hear them on the same station as Enya.
We should have asked if they'd play Africa for us. That would have been awesome.
They probably would have, yeah. It's all, I'm sure it was in their Slow Jams playlist.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, here, we talked about that.
All right.
A little mood music.
Yeah. Feels like Twin Peaks.
Yeah, it does. Well,
that means the food's going to be wrapped in plastic.
And a little bit more about that.
All right.
Scott getting a new plate of food and asking a question.
Oh my gosh, what is that?
Oh,
good. Booby.
The music.
Funny.
Good one.
What did I say? It's a booby?
No, you said, what is this? And it was the beginning of that song by Moby, and I said, Moby.
Oh, and you said Moby. Frick. I swore you just said booby.
All right, here's Scott dining.
Great.
Oh, man.
I'm not sure for what.
Something fell in my lap.
Oh, yeah. There was a... Oh, I can't say what it is. There was a big...
Was it a tubular vegetable?
No. It's a thing that you might grow on a moist tree. Is that where mushrooms go? Anyway, I'll say, who cares? It was a mushroom. I think, I don't actually know, but it went, I felt it fall off the skewer, go, I hear, and that's why your hearing is so acute in there. It went, yeah. Boom, 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 like four bounces and hit the floor, and I didn't tell him. And I wonder why the floor's sticky.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Right.
They have figured out a way to guarantee that no one's gonna dine and dash.
Right.
Oh my gosh, you're right. There's only one way out of here.
That's right. They could actually up the prices.
We
told you a certain price, but now we're going to up it $10 if you really want to get out of here.
What's it worth you? How much you got?
They do have you by the short and curlies there. I mean, you're basically, you have to, if you want to go to the bathroom, you've got to raise your hand and wait for Joe Night Vision to come and get you and walk you to the bathroom.
And remember, to him, to Mike, we look like aliens.
It's like Joe Public.
Oh, I see.
Joe Handyman.
We're just lumping him in there.
That's now, right.
Yeah, I would have hated, like, that was my other thing. Is like, what if you just really have to pee? That's or what right. if some really drunk person is in there?
Yeah.
And they drank all night, and now they're like, oh, I don't feel so good. You can let them just yak in the dark? I mean, that's what I'm saying. You can just keep thinking of ideas. Whoops, right. I spit. But you can just think of 1,000 ideas.
And the problem with that is, because, again, you've got 7 other people at the table with them, or 4 other people, whatever, you've got to lead them all out one by one.
Oh. I'm glad none of that happened.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah. Yes, we actually talked to our waiter a little bit. Scott asked him a question.
They don't make you do any military training for the headsets or anything, do they?
No, these aren't. These are like low budget. They're low budget military, like Steven Seagal.
Oh, gotcha. I forgot he said that.
Low budget military, like Steven Seagal.
I love it. Love it. Love it.
Talking about how blurry those night vision glasses are.
Yeah. So basically, like, when I get close to the table with you guys, it becomes a little blurry.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. So if you're like 3, 4, 5 feet away from me, it's more clear. So I just...
There are a couple of people at the table who are already a little blurry, so it's...
Okay, perfect. Yeah, works out for everybody.
Then. I
came
blurry.
wait
for him to get close before you take him down. That's so wrong.
Title of my sex tape, I Came Blurry.
Yeah. And you guys are worried about me.
Yes. Scott talking about the meal.
This does become one of the new things that I recommend for people.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess right now, we'll see what
so
happens
far.
In the next...
3 courses.
We walk out of here, we found out we ate nothing but corn dogs and...
granola?
Puddle cakes.
Granola.
It's actually stuff we've just brought over from...
Because it's like the thing you do on Halloween when you're a kid, and they bring around a bucket and go, what do you think this is? Mm-hmm. And you feel it, and it's like skinned grapes, and you go, eyeballs or whatever. That's kind of what you're being asked to do. And you're trusting them. It's like a trust exercise.
It totally is, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're basically in their hands as far as what they're going to put in front of you, what they're going to make you eat. And
like, whose idea was this? Who was sitting around going, you know what we ought to do? You're hungry. I don't like the lights.
Right.
Let's combine our forces.
But the food was really good. And it was funny because you, you'll taste something that you probably would recognize instantly if you saw it. But because that sense is gone, it's that whole Gordon Ramsay, if you watch Hell's Kitchen, where he blindfolds the chefs and makes them taste something. And it's like, all right, try this. It's a potato. And they guess, oh, lamb, you know, stuff like that. And we were kind of doing the same thing, where we'd have these wildly different guesses for the same thing we were eating, but because we just kind of reacted to it differently. It was really cool, very textural experience. Very cool. Highly recommend it. We got 2 or 3 more clips.
All right. So my least favorite thing this trip so far?
What's that?
The nun with her boobs out.
Oh, dude, I am eating here.
Not the man baby?
Oh, man baby was pretty bad. I was obsessed about the nun with her boobs out.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I want to know her story. I want to know what
I
brought her there.
I only had enough cloth for the back.
I want to know everything that led to this. I mean, if she has a habit, is that what you're saying? That was good.
That was good.
I liked it.
All right.
What if
some idiot barf in here?
Probably.
Yeah, that's kind of what you were using.
Oh, jeez.
Who knew I was going to repeat all my fears here?
I know.
And then here's
the
plating.
All right, so at the very end of the meal after dessert, Mike comes around and he tells the women to hold out their hands. Kind of funny, actually, now that I say it out loud.
Yeah.
And then he puts something in it. Turns out to be roses. And Nicole wasn't sure.
Oh, I got right into the frosting hole.
Oh, that's a different clip. Scott. So the dessert. Yeah, I actually have that mislabeled. And I can't remember what Nicole said. Oh, it was something like not in my mouth. Audio clips called Title of My Sex Tape.
Yeah.
And
one was I got to the center of the frosting hole.
You got to the center of the frosting hole and Nicole's was not in my mouth.
Yeah.
So that's it for audio. thank you, Hannah,
thank
for
you
recording
thank
that.
Thank you for doing that.
And also, you know, I haven't thanked Tina yet for putting up with all this. I think she's over there. Where is Tina?
Oh, yeah, the wives get special treatment today.
Oh, right there. Okay, cool. Yeah, she had to put up with all of this stuff. And
she's got her hurt foot, so she's tromping
still broken.
All over Vegas.
Yep, exactly.
Still broken. It didn't somehow magically
it
seal
did not.
Up? Okay.
Exactly. Do you want to talk about one last thing this morning? The buffet?
Yeah. I did the buffet today.
Scott did a buffet.
Now, it's not that I haven't done buffets, and I'll do buffets. I don't want to oversell what I said on the show about buffets. I generally will avoid it for 2 main reasons. One, if you go to one where there's a bunch of kids, they're all like punching mashed potatoes and like taking a roll, licking it, and putting it back. And, like, I don't trust that because it's just all out in the open. You sneeze on it and stuff. It's just nasty. So that's one. Now, if it's all mostly adults, I'm a little better, and that's how today's was. There weren't any kids there. Mm-hmm. The other thing is price. My gosh, yeah. These things are so expensive in Vegas.
Well, you can get cheaper buffets in Vegas,
yeah.
But they'll have little finger holes in the mashed potatoes and rolls that are soggy on the bottom.
Cheaper diarrhea you can get.
Yeah, cheaper. And faster.
Yeah, I will say this, though. After all of the raving you did about this particular one, it was all right.
Yeah.
It wasn't like...
The
mind-blowing.
The Bacchanal dinner buffet, I think, is a little bit better. The brunch buffet is really good. And, you know, again, I know a lot of you guys went, and big ups to the
it was good seeing everybody.
Bacchanal buffet for having a Groupon that we could all take advantage of.
Yeah, but it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do it again, sure. Yelp right. Review 3 stars, let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. One more thing I didn't even have in my notes. Want to throw out a big thank you to Millennium Fandom Bar last night for hosting the party.
Yeah.
Is that place rad or what? And it's... 100% genuine. The main guy is named Alex Pusinari, and that's all his stuff that you've seen nailed on the walls. He's a huge nerd. That God of War sword that glows was built by his bartender, who's a prop maker as well. I figure Bill's got to come down here next year to the next one. We'll go back to Millennium Fandom Bar, but that place
it was really cool. So if you haven't been there and you weren't there last night, and if you still have time while you're in town, that's a great place to stop.
That's right.
We should do guests.
Let's bring out our first guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's a wood whisperer and recommendaler. She's Nicole Spag.
Yeah. standing for the ladies.
Oh,
was that me?
Remember, she's a lady.
Swiped her phone out of her hand. Sorry about that. It's already broken.
But she can't hold her phone.
So great always to see Nicole. Nicole is on mom vacation.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. How's that feel?
I took a nap today.
Yeah. Left Mark at home with the kids.
Yep.
He'll probably jack up your podcasting system while you're gone.
Maybe.
Yeah. Next Wednesday he'll be.
It's been pretty solid for a while now.
It's been all right. Do you have anything that happened at this stuff that other than your incredibly competitive bullseye axing do you want to talk about? Actually,
I was really, really nervous with the axe throwing because I'm like, somebody could get hurt.
Yeah.
And I was nervous every single time I threw that axe.
Yeah.
But I did play softball a lot in high school.
Oh, that might explain it.
So
some muscle memory for that.
Yeah, I think so.
Ball versus an axe.
Well, it was surprising how they bounced.
Yeah.
Scared the crap out of me.
Throw the spear at all. It would always go sideways.
And by the way, these aren't axes like cool Norse looking, double bladed with runes in it. They were Home Depot axes.
Yeah.
You go to Home Depot and buy one with yellow tape on the top and hope you don't cut yourself.
Yeah.
A Stanley axe.
Yeah. I did have a favorite axe, though.
Oh, you're going to ask us a question? Go ahead.
And I brought it here tonight.
But it was the yellow. There was ones that had cloth on them and some that had rubber on them. I really liked the ones with the rubber on them.
Yeah, I did too. Rubber was better.
Yeah.
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 Rubber's always better.
So I have to.
Title of my sex tape.
We play. So the whole bullseye thing, we've played multiplayer games together before, and I know how both of us are competitive, so I thought it was a fun little side thing that we started doing.
You kicked butt. You were really good.
I got two in a row.
Yeah?
Did you get any two in a row?
No.
See?
Not one. Yeah, she rocked.
Brian and I played a game, because they had games that, so once you started to get more comfortable with it, you could actually do games where they had point systems, and we played a game
We did.
Together.
She beat me 36-27. Which is better, actually, after watching her throw and continuously always land it in the target, once on top of the target and once in that little space between the two targets, but for the most part, lodged in the target, and me ding, pyong, ding.
Anytime it would ping, though, I'd be like, ee!
Yeah, no, even when you got it stuck in the target, you'd jump back.
Still don't know how it's a business, but whatever.
Yeah, I know.
I don't get it.
That insurance. Think they have
insurance? I don't know. I'm not even sure they're. I'm not sure they're there every night.
I didn't. You know what? I didn't read the waiver, and maybe. Yeah. Maybe there's
insurance. Who would insure that?
I think there's a van full of people that pick up and move to the next city the minute somebody's onto them. The popo's coming, and they just pack it up. Get the axes.
You ready to go to Albuquerque? Yep.
Well, it goes without saying that even though we only get you for a little bit on Wednesdays, you're a huge part of the show, and we love it. So thank you for being on it and being a part of it.
I love being on it. I'm a fan, so.
Been there since very near the beginning, as of many of our guests. Let's bring on our next one. You know him as
co-host of Unfriend Me, Night Attack, and Martha Stewart Banks. It's Justin Robert Young.
Where?
We were both
Justin Robert.
He just got a outside and fresh drink.
Oh, there he is.
Welcome.
I'm not going to hug you, Karen.
Yeah, I'm not hugging you.
Yeah, no, screw it.
So before we do anything, I have something to give Justin. A number of months, maybe many months ago on the show, I had made the comment that my two favorite small towns in Utah when I'm passing through there to get to Vegas are Fillmore and Beaver. And Beaver, Utah, famous for the place where that bear from... shoot, what's the name of the dumb thing?
The John Candy.
I wonder if that's the name of your sex tape.
No. Oh, it's the freaking Grizzly Adams. The bear that was on Grizzly Adams was born there and raised there. And then the other thing was...
You know that nothing happens in that town.
Nothing.
When we raise the bear from Grizzly Adams... In 2018 is still the first thing that people think of.
Well, and then Philo Farnsworth, the inventor of television, was born in Beaver. So there's the other one.
Oh.
Now you...
You should have led with that.
That should be at the
Who
top
cares
of the
about...
Justin didn't believe me, though, that there was this town called Beaver. At least you gave me a little bit of heat about it. So I, Kim and I, stopped and got an I Love Beaver... Now, I realize there are places in Vegas I could have gotten that, but I'm telling you.
This is going right on my Vespa.
So,
hey, by the way, I'll tell you, I can, with 100% assurance, tell you something about that blackout restaurant you guys went to.
Oh.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know this for sure, but I know it in my heart, and I know it's true. The person who invented that restaurant is ugly. He's like, we're going to level the playing field.
Now you're the same.
I know.
Yeah. All right. I love that idea now. I want to meet the owner. They said it was family owned. What if it's just a gnarly family?
I'm just saying. I'm
like,
just saying there's no way it's a 10.
It's like the dad's the guy
five
from Goonies.
Five and under. Yeah. That's it.
The House Under the Hill or whatever that movie was. The guy's eyes are like that.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, Justin, Tuesdays just wouldn't be the same without your silky, sweaty voice. And
well, it is both. I work toward both adjectives.
There's a rumor going around that you maybe wanted to do a fake Unfriend Me introduction here. Do we really want
to
know?
Indeed. Who here listens to Unfriend Me? Well, we all can't be gambling all of our fares away, therefore destroying this country.
Okay, so I'm supposed to improv this. Oh, yeah? Well, wait, what were you arguing against?
Literal conversation that happened like 3 hours ago. Scott, I'll write you something if you want me to write it. I'll write it for you.
I'm just not sure what
gambling.
You're...
Gambling! We're doing gambling!
Are you pro-gambling?
I was anti-gambling.
Anti-gambling. Oh, yeah? Well, if we don't do an abortion episode soon, then unfriend me.
Did you steal the end?
I noticed hand didn't go up when you asked who listens to Unfriend Me.
I know! Well, if you don't believe that gambling is the worst thing in the world, then unfriend me! And now we are going to start the abortion episode. So, yeah.
He really wanted to.
Popularly invented and...
Abortion was invented. Come see what I'm working on in the shop.
All right, I had this idea. All right, I'm not even going to say it.
No. Please do.
No, it's bad. Move on.
That was, yes, no, please do. Because I think this
gonna,
may be better than
no,
the
no,
tattoo.
No. I'm going to get to the point where I decided to not do the joke, and you're going to say, you're right, you shouldn't have done it. So please, let's move on.
Well, all of that aside... Tuesdays, again, it's like, what is Tuesday if it doesn't have Justin on it? So thank you for being a part of what we do. Oh, I don't know what it even is that we do exactly on there, but I always like it.
No, it's like, well, number one, I think that I should share credit with your sister for having Therapy Tuesday. But between that, yeah, it's personal therapy, politics, and then me yelling about some... popular television show and being contrarian like a jerk.
Yeah, and getting emails, mostly from attorneys, named Evan. Actually, Evan's not here, is he? Evan the attorney? Okay.
Because it would be a literal fight.
Yeah, they get a little nemesis thing going. All right, let's bring up on the stage our final guest today. We're so glad to have him.
Host of Daily Tech News Show. You know him, you love him. The Internet's own Tom
White. See, Tom was the only one who was smart to start, get a running start, like when Fletcher was doing the intro.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't like an awkward pause for 5 minutes, like me and Nicole.
It's called thinking ahead.
Yeah. We gotta go.
So Tom, of course, also Wednesday's own Tom, comes on the show, and I feel like we don't talk about
Wednesday's
this a lot.
Wednesday's the best day.
Yeah. Wednesday's
the
a pretty
best.
Good day. But I
overrated.
Nicole's not biased at all. But what I like about what Tom does, and I may have said this before at Nerdtacular's in the past or something, but he's a goofy guy with a great sense of humor. None of that is all undisputed truth, but he also brings like a professionalism to our little dog and pony circus we do every day that is really nice. It's like this anchor that brings balance to that day's force, right? And it's usually because something big's happening that affects all of us in the world of technology or otherwise, and he's got the scoop, and we can't just poop around it. He'll know if we're just pooping around it. So he'll lock us in, we'll go full blockchain, and it just feels like a nice...
Again.
So, yeah, it just feels like a nice anchoring effect that Tom brings to the show. And when we started doing this, it wasn't even the intent. It was just like, we're all friends, we'd like to keep doing things together. And it's turned out to be this thing. It's like this weight, and I love it. So thanks for bringing that to the show every week.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's very nice.
Means a lot.
That's much better than earlier this evening when you compared me to OSHA.
Well, you know, we could...
What? Scott was trying to say the same thing to me earlier, and he's like, you know, it'd be like opening a bar, and you're the OSHA that makes sure it's safe.
Yeah, you should have been at the act place.
Because that's what everybody looks at, that that OSHA thing in the back room with, like, the thumbs-up cast, and thinks of warm, fuzzy, collegial thoughts. Like, thank God you're here, OSHA.
I knew what he was getting at, though.
Right. I'm not, and I know it could sound boring to say, oh, my friend Tom is very stable. That's not what I'm saying. But it's, I don't know, it's nice. It feels like I'm just around people. That's one of the things we like about our guests on our show. You know, Brian and I have our thing, and there's safety in that, I suppose. Yeah. But there's something that each of them brings that just, I don't know, gives us a layer we didn't have before. And even it's, sometimes it's 15 minutes. If it's Bill, it's 15 minutes. If it's jury, it's maybe another hour and a half. If you're like, but either way, it's this nice coating of it's a nice fresh bit of frosting hole every week.
Aww.
So, Tom, have you seen any cool tech in Vegas?
Well, we saw the self-driving bus.
That's right.
Parked outside.
Well, currently, it was just a parking bus.
Yeah, self-parking and not going anywhere bus.
Right.
And then we saw the three-dimensional map with a touchscreen embedded in it.
Yeah, that's cool. So at Caesars in the Forum Shops.
I don't know
shops,
if I'd call it technology.
I would totally call it technology.
It was more like sculpting.
Like a combo, like the merging of the two.
Yeah,
that was not a complicated mall. I don't know why that was necessary.
Yeah.
Well, it's because people like, I want to know where the Fendi
it was like
is.
A light.
And, yeah.
It was like a sculpted 3D map, and it would light up when you touched the name of the store on the touchpad.
The little 3D part would light up
a little dotted map.
Was it an actual little diorama looking thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
and then
cool.
There was a little dotted line that would go over to where that store
and then it was.
Did it make
mischief
that noise?
No, I made that noise.
Shut up. Mistake.
I'm with you.
If you jailbroke it, you could see where everyone was.
Yeah.
Like a Marauder's map.
Well, I mean, Vegas is always, it's where CES is. This is always a place where tech comes and shows, rears its head.
Yeah, yeah.
But when that stuff all goes away, Do you ever get a sense that there's innovation here in that regard, or do you think it's like the way parking works now in the bigger casinos? You go in, you see a sign that says 300 spots open, 20 are taken, and you know because there's a green light over an LED over the spot that you didn't get.
Sure, sure.
So take that, now it's full.
Yeah, we have that in LA too.
Yeah, no, like it's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But my point is, like,
we're not a small town.
From your small dog and pony town,
so
of
when you
Los
come
Angeles
to the big city town,
now you know where to park.
But it seems like Vegas could do with that as a point of interest, like more cool tech that isn't just, you know, point to the building
gambling
and it,
tech, right,
yeah,
right.
But more like, I don't know what I'm even asking
no,
for.
No, I think
but
I know what you mean.
Because
sometimes you come and you see like, oh, the slot machines now have touchscreens. Mm-hmm. You know, back when touchscreens were new and stuff like that. I haven't seen anything particularly like that except for the self-driving bus. That's the biggest innovation. If you don't know, the self-driving bus is on a fixed route. They can't just take you anywhere. So it's a little bit like the train at McCarran Airport, right? There is no driver, but it knows exactly where to go. It also got in a wreck its first week in operation. But it wasn't its fault.
Yeah.
A truck driver cut it off and thought, well, they'll get scared and stop, but didn't realize it was a self-driving bus that was like, ah, I can't stop. Like, so, you know, the truck ended up being at fault, and the bus itself keeps operating. You can take it up and down Las Vegas Boulevard.
Well, ride-sharing out here has obviously changed everybody's life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, even just for this event, everybody's doing
Lyft. Yeah, I think
Lyft
that's the thing that I've noticed. You know, I was just here for CES in January, so it was true then, too, but... ride-sharing being implemented into the infrastructure more, mm-hmm. so that it's not a thing you have to kind of work around the system and risk angering taxi drivers. You'll still have angry taxi drivers, but now there's a sign that says here is where you do it. And
they know who to be angry with.
Yeah, right. Now they can find you easily.
Actually, like when Tina and I came out here last year and they had just gotten it, two out of the three of the Lyft drives or Lyft rides that we had gotten were from former taxi drivers that are now doing Lyft and Uber. So they're leaving the taxi system
was
as well.
I meant to ask you, is it cheaper to do? Because I took a taxi home when we were at the...
Oh, at Caesars.
It was like $20.
Yeah, it would have been cheaper for a Lyft.
Oh, shit.
We paid $11. Yeah. You could have afforded that Fendi handbag.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
The Vegas Golden Knights have beat the San Jose Sharks in overtime in game two of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Congratulations.
I just won $15.55.
Well done. Aren't you guys glad? I know the locals have to be, but aren't you glad it's all... This is game two, right?
Game two.
Aren't you glad this isn't game seven and we're all here right now? Oh, my gosh, dude.
I think Mazzulla's glad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get the H out of town if that happens. Yeah, congrats to them.
Wow, what garbage, too. Screw Santa, Sam.
We have... 13 minutes.
Sharks aren't a real thing.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We don't have a ton of time left. We want to make sure we give plenty of time to the rad bands that are coming.
Yeah.
Brian's going to tell you all about them coming up. But before we do any of that, we were given yesterday Buffalo Trace Distillery Kentucky Bourbon Chocolates. 1/2 pound of chocolate in here.
Anyway, somebody just gasped like you just brought out like a solid gold bar.
Where is he? Right? There he is. Name again?
Jake.
Jake, I want to thank him for this. It's totally sweet of you, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Jake.
So this apparently has, like, straight up real... Oh, look at this.
Ooh, pecans.
Oh, you didn't...
That.
So this is perfect. Where's Kim?
Kim's in the back.
How much do I love pecans? I hate them
as
completely.
Much as you love bourbon?
I hate pecans, so this is even better because now I get to eat a thing that's kind of hard for me. Actually, I'm not, they're not. I don't hate them. They're
He's
fine.
Allergic to them and needs a hypo spray.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anybody's got an EpiPen,
yeah, just having this box open is no. All right, so we'll pass these around. We don't have anything too weird this year, like
no clamato
and donuts or
soda.
I do have the mini coconut.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So Brian, Tom found mini coconuts at the
buffet.
Well,
I didn't find them, actually. But during brunch, it became aware that they existed. And
I didn't mean like you were like a pig looking for truffles or anything.
Well, no, I can't remember which of us found it first.
There's a cluster of these stuffed under the table.
Okay. And so we discovered they were edible. And we discovered they were coconut because someone ate them.
By the way, that's one of the many edible discoveries that this crowd has probably made this weekend.
You'll get hungry enough to eat a mini coconut.
So hold on.
So, Scott,
is it?
Would you like to try it?
No, gosh, no. But I want to watch you eat it.
I already ate one.
All right, I'll eat it. Where's that bin, though?
Get that nut in that man's mouth.
He just says it tastes like wood.
Has it been in your pocket all day?
Well, it's
warm.
Nice
and warm.
Yeah, it's toasty.
Who's the principal on Ferris Bueller's Day Off when he had that gummy bear?
Rudy.
No, the kid.
It's been in my outer pocket. Away.
Principal Rooney. You're the kid with the gummy bear that's been in his pocket all day.
Yeah.
And we're on the bus, and
exactly.
I'm about to eat this.
Here we go.
All right. Really? Did you just bite it?
Yeah, just chew it up.
Yeah, just go. Just go right at it.
It will taste vaguely like coconut.
And
is this supposed to, is like a genetically...
Also, hey, Brian, by the way.
I did not DNA
your,
test it.
No goal. It is still going on.
No.
You have not made $2.11.
Well, if that's the kid.
Oh, it opens. Oh, it's like a little coconut. Oh, yeah, look at that. Aww.
But no milk inside.
No.
Yeah, no, it's pretty dry.
That's my other sex tape. I don't know what that even means. All right, I'm going to pass these out, and then we'll We'll get our bourbon on. Or actually, just pass that down.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So wait, hold on, wait. Where's your line?
What?
Like you're like how
Mexico.
Alcoholic can
Mexico border?
Is that
we have just declared this bar part of Mexico?
No, I don't.
It's been annexed.
Pam will make like
Santa Ana's gonna be stoked.
She'll cook.
Remember the saloon.
Melts in your fingers, not in your mouth.
I forgot I don't like coconut. Seriously, I really don't like it.
But we're not going to eat it?
That'll be great with the bourbon and pecan you're about to enjoy.
But yeah, like cooking chocolate or cooking alcohol and like that kind of stuff, I don't care. I just don't drink.
And is it bourbon-y?
I don't know what bourbon tastes like.
No, that tastes like some bourbon. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's mostly chocolate.
Is that what bourbon tastes like?
Well, a little bourbon flavor.
All right, so you know what chocolate tastes like, right?
Yeah.
Subtract that.
I'm all coconutty right now. Hold on.
I can only taste the chocolate.
Oh, these are good.
No, there's a little burn to it.
There's a little finish,
yep.
As they say in the industry.
Oh, now I'm getting it.
He said, acting like he knows what they say in the industry.
Just a hint of hobo.
That's not a bad way to put it.
Yeah.
Also the name of my sex tape.
A hint of hobo. Ooh, and it's got like a little, well, that's what you're saying. It's like a little spicy almost at the end.
Yeah, that's the bourbon.
Yeah.
Oh weird.
That's called alcohol.
Welcome, Scott. Look. You're one of us.
This no was the plan. Yep. Oh, man. Well, that's awesome.
Thank you, all Dick. Love Beaver here. Prop comedy.
This is a bad.
Lookout Carrot
Top. Yeah, you're a Carrot Top today. All right, we're about out of time. However, we're going to do this tattoo thing. We're going to save it for another time.
We are, yes.
Yeah, we're almost out of time.
No, we got to let the band set up and stuff.
Yeah, wait, hold on, wait.
We all won't get live tattoos.
Are we going to get a tattoo now?
It was a contest.
Right now.
It was just a little contest.
He knows.
I don't have a tattoo,
oh,
no.
I have a tattoo.
No. On the outside chance that I could be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Oh, okay.
We ran out of time. But
so you guys remember he was going to do a tattoo, right?
That's right. Tina and I are still getting tattoos. I'm getting the Audacity waveform of I Love You from her voice on my back.
Aww.
Why Audacity? Like the free freaking software?
Yeah, man. Oh, Libra, open source. Stop trashing it.
Yeah.
That's the future. What are you, the man?
Fine, I'll use
Oh, I'd rather
band.
Pay for my corporate I'd software to be tattooed software. On my back.
Win out.
And then Tina is getting the cancer ribbon. With a heart to celebrate.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
But that's not happening this weekend.
No. I'm getting a tattoo of Hervé Villachez, who played Tattoo on Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
And that's the only way I'm doing it.
I'm getting a tattoo of the Russian band Tattoo.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
only
get
90s kids will remember.
I'm getting a tattoo of Scott
said,
with a tattoo of Hervé Villachez.
All right, that's sweet.
Who is singing Tattoo by
oh,
the Russian
man. This is a
that
great,
would be.
Great or terrible idea.
You
decide.
Most epic tattoo of all time.
So one other thing I wanted to say, there have been
all the spoilers from Infinity War.
Yeah, exactly.
So it begins with a distress call.
Batman.
That movie was great. If you haven't seen it yet, you all should see it. We all saw it. We loved it.
It was really good.
It's great. Thanos should not be that good.
The original plan for this thing tonight was going to be us talking about every beat and point, but we decided like
yeah, every
it.
Single.
It turns
spoiler.
Out we're out of time, so yeah. we're unfortunately we were going to spoil the entire movie in a radio play. But,
I do think it's important to thank. I know we've thanked a bunch of people, but there are some people even just in the audience, people who came, who remind me why you guys are so rad. It's not as simple as just oh they laugh at our stuff or we do funny things with them or whatever. It's way more than that. Like Kobe got in the elevator. He and his lovely wife are in there, and he goes, "Hey, it's Scott Johnson." I go, "Hey, how's it going?" And the first thing he does is offer to carry some of the boxes that we're carrying all the way over here, and take it all the way out to our car. Like that kind of stuff is small, but it just speaks of the decency of our audience, and it matters a lot to us. So I just want to thank you guys again for the kind of people you are. It's hard to find, honestly. Like this is a weird thing.
Yeah, Chris Angel doesn't get that.
No.
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 You'd have grabbed the box and ran that direction. I have all his tricks.
You rascally Chris Angel. Stop. I'll get you one day.
Stop mind freaking me.
So, anyway, I didn't want to mention that. And anything else you want to say to the world? Anybody have anything you want to big finish?
Yeah, I mean, this is an amazing crowd. You guys should give yourselves a round of applause now. So many people, Scott made the point before we started that this is not only such a great community through Frog Pants, but also all the adjacent stuff that we all do separately, like DTNS and Diamond Club and everything else. Like, it's for whatever reason, Scott, you have created this gathering place for so many different fandoms and passions and just rad people who want to enjoy rad time. So thank you for putting this together.
And thank you, Scott.
And thank Brian for actually doing the work.
Yay!
So true. It's absolutely true. All right, we're going to let the bands take over. Brian, you want to do the honors?
Speaking of work, yeah. So we got three bands coming up tonight. And what's cool is that right now you're in here. You don't have to pay a cover charge to see these bands. Anyone who shows up after this, they've got to pay a cover charge to see these bands. So you've already paid them.
Rub that in their face, by the way.
Well, they're not in line out there, are they? Anyway, we got Same Sex Mary coming up.
Yeah!
Yeah!
James and Svet and everybody. And after that, we have got Indigo Kid. I've seen Indigo Kid. They are awesome. So stick around for Indigo Kid. And I've only seen videos of our third act, Bob Log the Third, and I was blown away just by the videos. I can't imagine seeing this guy live. If you have no idea what you're in for with Bob Log the Third, I encourage you to make sure you stick around for that and see Bob Log the Third because it is amazing. Oh, yeah, okay, cool. If you have not gotten your swag bags, Hammond's in the back there with a list of names, your names, in fact. And he will cross those names off as he gives you your swag bag, so make sure you grab those. Lots of cool stuff inside. We also have a bunch of other swag on there, tons of Soundography stuff, some Coverville stuff, some guitar picks, all sorts of great stuff. So make sure while the bands are setting up here, getting ready to perform for you, you go and help yourself to as much of that stuff as you want.
I just noticed my nephew Lucas is over here. Luke, what's going on, buddy? Good to see you. Thank you for being here.
Is that Luke from
Say
Monster?
Say hi to Luke. That's Luke from, well, all over the place, but not from, no, you're
not
thinking
Monster.
Of, no.
Another nephew?
Different nephew.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of nephews.
All right.
He might be my favorite. Don't tell the other nephews. All right.
Very
we good?
Cool. We're good.
Thank you, everybody, again. You. Enjoy the music.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.